This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke today says that lawmakers need to commit to reduce the nearly $2 trillion budget deficit, warning that the government can't borrow indefinitely to meet the growing demand on its resources. The White House estimates that the budget deficit will reach around $1.8 trillion this year and fall to about $900 billion by 2012. Bernanke says that will push the debt-to-GDP ratio from 40% before the financial crisis began to 70% by 2011, which would be the highest since after World War II. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 86.53, down 86 points. The NASDAQ, 18.21, down 15.40. And the S&P 500 at 931.44, and it is down 13.30 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Wednesday morning in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 7:05, down 14 on the open. September, 7:16.5, down 13.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 6:54, down 5.5 on the open. September, 6:81, down 15.5. December, 7:04, down 15.5. July of 2010, 7:35.5, down 21 on the open. July corn opened at 4:46, down 3.5 on the open. September, 4:55.5, down 4.25. December, 4:68.75, down 4. March of 2010, 4:79.25, down 3.75. May, 4:85.25, down 5. July, 4:92.25, down 5.75. September, 4:80.75, down 3.25. December of 2010, 4:67, down 13 on the open. July beans opened at 11.95, down 14 on the open. August, 11:53, down 16.5. November, 10:67.5, down 15. January, 10:70, down 17.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 3.83, down 4.50 on the open. August, 3.62, down 5.80. July soybean oil opened at 39.80, down 70 on the open. August, 39.95, down 72. June live cattle opened at 79.40, up 12.5 on the open. August feeders, 96.50, down 67.5. June lean hogs, 57.60, down 2.15 on the open. And July bellies, 66, down 2.70 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
A little bit of a correction, a little bit of a setback today. Is this a correction in still a wider bull market going here forth?
Well, that's a good question. We sense that we've been blessed with a very strong commodity market rally. Basically the low is at the Beef House Outlook meeting, in March. You know, we do see a couple of things that I think are monumental here, and we're basically seeing a lot of the crop being planted in North Dakota. As of Sunday evening, we had 3.4 million acres of corn to plant, 2.2 million in Illinois, 1.25 in Indiana, and a small area in other states. We did miss that rain on Monday afternoon, and it waited another 24 hours before it did rain. So a big percentage of the corn crop did get planted. Driving from down to Oakland this morning, I noticed, you know, like from Homer to Brockton, you know, it looks like to me the guys planted a lot of corn still. You know, and I think also the marketplace is looking for somewhere in 1.5 to 2 million acres of corn shifted into beans. And then, you know, the 8 million acres less planted acreage that the government barked about in the March planting intentions, you know, probably a lot of that acreage will get planted because of $10 beans is probably the best fertilizer we can see. So there is a realization in the marketplace of some of that phantom acres that will get planted. We will see more bean acres, and I think there was a lot of profit-taking here in the marketplace, not only on Wall Street, but LaSalle Street this morning.
So is the bull market intact? Does your gut say yes?
In certain commodities, it's intact. We think the corn market, it's still probably intact. We probably would be sold out of this old crop corn here. But I think we can be bullish new crop corn for better days. The think tank people think we will see bean prices on old crop beans go above the $12 mark. We do think that the new crop beans are very high priced. And the big thing that we'd like to talk a little bit about is the big money inflow in the funds. Funds either roll it from 1 year to the other, or when they take big enough losses, they get out. And at the end of June is their quarter, and I'm sure that if they make a big profit in here, there some of them will bank it, and some of that maybe is even going on today, banking it. So I think you have to be very selective in your comments. I think the dollar is going to get weaker. I think gold is going to go up. I think crude oil is going to be expensive for a while, and I think that corn as an energy commodity will stay pretty strong.
Yeah, you look at a little bit of history, back to the planting intentions report in March, corn 84.986. If that is a number that is fairly accurate and true, and you take a million or two away from that, and then you hear whispers that perhaps USDA wants to maybe lower yield on next week's supply and demand report, you have a commodity that has a lot of upside, it seems to me.
Yeah, one of the things that we are nervous about is the hog industry that's been beat up. It's not very profitable to convert corn into the livestock. So, you know, there is some reason why demand maybe is not as good as it should be, but you're right. It augurs well for flat price in corn, and that's one reason why we think new crop corn does have some very strong legs under it.
Meanwhile, one might wonder, as you suggest, whether July beans are being rolled and whether or not we can take a quick look at it, and open interest goes very quickly back under 100,000 contracts.
Commodity grain companies like to play this optional origin shift. In other words, if it's more profitable to ship grain out of Brazil or Argentina instead of the U.S., if the basis levels will allow them to do it, they will. It's a market equalization process that they have, and it's a tool that the end user and the middleman, the grain companies, use. Our general feeling is that the old crop bean is very strong. The basis levels basically have allowed some of that to take place. In other words, shifting demand from U.S. to Brazil. But the tight situation is there. Brazil, I think, China has made a monumental decision not to let inventories get small. The smaller crops in Brazil and Argentina have augured well for higher prices here in the U.S. The big factor here, too, is that late-planted soybeans sometimes don't yield as well as early-planted soybeans. But the big factor here is that China livestock industry is healthy. Our livestock industry's been beaten up.
So let's bottom line this. Do I need to be hedging November beans now?
Well, my general impression is yes. I think that $10 new crop beans are good, and then also $10 beans of 2010 beans. You know, this probably augurs from good times back on the farm. It's better times on the farm than, let's say, some of our sister industries like the automobile industry, a lot better than some of the manufacturing industry in the U.S. So times do look pretty good as far as the soybean price is concerned, and I think the farmer should take advantage of that ability to lock in some awful good profits in the bean industry.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day. Always nice talking to you.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Meteorologist Ed Kieser's two-state forecast reads like this. He says, dry and warmer weather is expected on Friday with high temperatures mostly in the 70s after morning start temperatures in the mid-40s to the mid-50s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms may return to far northern portions of Illinois and Indiana on Saturday, but at this point, most areas will turn much warmer and remain dry on Saturday. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.